Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, use your key, use your key.
Break every chain, break every
bless you. Praise be the Most High God. He is in the midst, and I thank God for each and every one of you. And I'm telling you right now that things are beginning to break. No, let's put it this way. Things are broken off of your life. Things are broken off of your life. And I'm telling you right now, you just need to give God the praise, because everything that the enemy was using to tie you up, everything that the enemy been using, it is broken off of your life. And I'm telling you right now, the Spirit of the living God is right here, right now. My God, now, saints of God, it's just time for you to believe, and it's time for you to understand, and it's time for you to begin to walk away from the things that has been broken. Your life is not the same. Your life will never be the same, because number one, you are stronger. Number two, your relationship with God is even tighter. Number three, what should have took you out in 2017, it did not did anything but make you better. It made you wiser. Amen. My God, many of you that listen in tonight all over the world, you should have threw in the towel, my God, a long time ago, but you have not threw in the towel. You still pushing, and now it's time for you to take a stand, to let the adversary know that I'm still here. I'm here now. I was here last year. I was here before last year, and you will not hold me hostage in my mind. You will not hold me hostage in my body. You will not hold me hostage in my finances. Tonight, 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 it breaks here, and everything that is broken off of me, off of you, off of your family, off of your siblings, off of generations, off of my God Almighty, it breaks and leaves here. Today, this morning, first thing this morning, it's a start of a new beginning. I just wish I'm talking to somebody tonight all over the world that they made up in their mind that I'm turning around. I refuse to allow myself. I refuse to allow friends. I refuse to allow anyone to stop me or to turn me around. You will not miss another mandate from the Lord. Mandate of your blessings. Mandate of what God has for you. Tonight you shall arise in the Spirit. And we break everything that is not of God in our life. Every habit, every addiction, every mind thing, every mind battle, in the name of Jesus. You shall not be held hostage in your mind. You will not be held hostage any more of your perception. It is broken tonight, my God Almighty. If it ain't already been broken, I release your anointing tonight to break everything that is not like God. Father, we shake the heavens tonight. We make a war cry in the Spirit on our behalf. God, we thank you that things in our life have been broken. Things in our life is changed. The enemy will not have us hostage. The enemy will not come into these areas in our life anymore. We shall make a sound in heaven. Father, we thank you that we shall rejoice in your presence. We shall rejoice in our life. In the name of Jesus, we say yes unto tonight. Is there anybody tonight that says you got one more day before we push into the threshold, and you're going to make it. You're going to win. You're going to sacrifice. You shall not get in into the things of the flesh. You shall walk in the discipline of the Lord. You shall be a winner. You shall not be a quitter. God say play, you will play with everything you have. God say fast in this season, you shall complete every task that God gave you. No longer you will be a hostage in home play with the enemy, using you as a prey, my God Almighty. So other than the money spirit to attack you, it breaks right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for what you are doing in our lives. We thank you, God. And God, we get the out and everything in the spirit. We get the out of ourselves. We get the out of our mind. God, remove the old mind that is left inside of us. The residue. Residue of hope. Residue of mistrust. Residue of being idle. Residue of rejection. Residue of depression. Father, we ask you to remove it in the name of Jesus, that it will be broken. We give it unto you, God, in the name of Jesus. Every residue. Residue of being mistreated. Residue of being lied on. Residue of being used. Residue of being persecuted. Residue of being hurt by the church and outside of church. Residue of being hurt by family members, by friends, by co-workers, by employees. In the name of Jesus, it shall turn around. Father, release the animal inside of us, for we can walk in the heavens, for we can walk in the spirit. In the name of Jesus, we call everything to be broken from France to Mecca, from France to California, to Australia to New York, from Pennsylvania to Germany. I feel the Holy Ghost from Norway to Alabama, from Alabama to United Kingdom, from United Kingdom to Georgia. I feel the Holy Ghost from Massachusetts to Australia, all over the world. God, calls are shaking for every man, for every woman, regardless of whatever native tongue that they have. It stops now. We shall be the end time church, walking with the end time anointing, having an end time relationship in these last days, God. We shall be the generation that you are called upon to do assignment within you, particularly with precision, with men and women of eternity, God. We thank you that change in our life being broken, change that keeping our heads held hostage, change that keeping our spirits held hostage. It shall, it will be broken. We thank you, God, that a turnaround in our lives has already happened. We don't have to ask for it no more. It's already done. Tonight we make a stand. We rejoice within you, because every plot and every plan of the adversary, what he thought in my word, is not going to work. We thank you, God, that we shall sing a new song. We thank you, God, that no longer we shall not enter into your gates with stories and songs of sadness, songs and stories of hope, songs and stories of weakness and weariness, but we shall enter into your gates with joy and with a joyful noise, with thanksgiving. We thank you, God, that we shall not be attacked or be held in a place of bondage with the spirit of unforgiveness, with the spirit of humiliation and unhappiness. We shall live a life of joy and plentiful in the name of Jesus, and anything of the world that trying to attach itself to us spiritually and naturally, we thank you, God, that it is broken by your blood. We say yes unto night. Cause a shaking to happen into our spirit, God. We say yes Is there anybody tonight this morning, my God, will say yes unto God? You've been pushing, you've been fighting, and time for you to see the manifestation what God has in your life. Is there anybody this morning ready to see the manifestation of God? Make a joyful noise in your home. Make a sound in your home. I dare you to bump for heavens like you never did before. Father, we thank you for the washing of the Holy Ghost. We thank you that we yield our spirit to be baptized by the Holy Ghost, to be baptized by the fire within you. Baptize us, God, in your will. Baptize us, God, in your presence. We say yes. Arosi carosi anderosi, se carosi anderosi, denorosi ande. We say yes, Father. We give ourselves and anything that we need to get to our God before we cross over. Holy Ghost will give you access to every point, every area of our life. We ask you, Holy Ghost, to reveal unto us things that we know of and things that we don't know of, for we can reveal it all and lay it at the altar unto the Father. We say yes, God, have your way in our life. We strip ourselves naked. We shall not, God, in the name of Jesus, hide any part of our spirit unto you. We strip ourselves naked with perverse. We strip ourselves naked with evil thoughts. We strip ourselves naked with lying. We strip ourselves naked, God, in the name of Jesus. We strip ourselves naked with unforgiveness. We strip ourselves naked with bitterness. We strip ourselves naked. My God, I see you, the Holy Ghost. We strip ourselves naked, God, before you. We lay down every filthy and dirty thing that year after year, time after time, we carry over and over again. Even though man might not see it, but we acknowledge that you see every filthy area. So God, we give you access, even to the most hidden things in our life, even most the secret things in our life, regardless if it's lust, regardless if it's perversion, regardless if it's lying, regardless if it's alcohol, regardless if it's drugs, regardless if it's nicotine, regardless of whatever it is, God, we have not this morning. We refuse to hide ourselves from you anymore. We will not give access, allow access to be given to the adversary because of the things that we keep it into a dark place. We expose every dark area in our life for the light of the heavens to be shining in the name of Jesus. We say yes. We say yes. God, we say yes. We cry out, God. We cry out, God. We come before you, God. Repentance like never before. Forgive us, God. Forgive us on the first dimension. First dimension of the lust of this world. Forgive us on this first dimension. The lust of the world. Things that we've done to break the laws of men. Keeping our covenant with the government. Seeing the light. Marvin Peter of Paypal. Forgive us, God. Forgive us, God. Trying to scheme and do everything just to pay our bills. Taking control of myself. Forgive us, God, for the first dimension of sin. We cry out. oh Father. We call, God, and forgive us, Lord. Also on the second dimension of sin, and that's the second dimension when the princes of Paris, rulers of darkness, and evil sinners, forgive us, God, for yielding to the voices of the serpent. Forgive us, God, for taking counsel of the serpent, for seeing images as the serpent show us. Forgive us, God, for the second dimension, God. In the name of Jesus, we strip ourselves, and forgive us, God. Every now and then we get into a weak place, a weary place, and we try to hear you, but yet we fall in doubt. We fall in chunks of our evil doors, and through the waters. Forgive us, God, as we call upon your name. In the end of our life, also, God, we ask you in the name of Jesus, forgive us for the third dimension of sin. And that's the place when you give all and we have not obeyed. That's the place when you say pray and we did not pray. That's the place when you say sit and we don't sit. When you say wait and we don't wait, that's the place on the third dimension that we rebel against you. We rebel against the Holy Ghost. We rebel against heaven. Forgive us, God, as we strip ourselves naked before your presence. We forgive us, God. We ask you, God, in the midst of your presence, to forgive us. In the name of Jesus, we strip ourselves. We shall not hide. We shall not hide anymore. We shall not hide in fornication. We shall not hide in adultery. We ask you, Holy Ghost, because we want to do better and walk into the things of God. Remove the cover. We give you access to remove the cover. In the name of Jesus, our shields. Somebody need to cry out tonight. Is there anybody going to cry out for the Holy Ghost? Do you got a cry in your belly? Do you got a cry in your soul? God, we cry in the name of Jesus. We strip ourselves because 2018, the enemy shall not and will not have anything on us that we ain't already exposed unto God. In the end of all, I'm talking to the Lord tonight. I dare you to talk to God. Expose every hidden area. Expose every area that is not of him. We cry out, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we cry out. And as we cry out, God, and we expose in every area, we make a sign in the heavens. We make a sign in the heavens. We say, yes, God. We say, yes, God. Shake us, Holy Ghost, and do us like you want to do us. We say, yes, God. We totally surrender. We totally sell out. We totally give ourselves unto you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Come into our house. Breathe, Holy Ghost. Breathe like none of us souls. Come into us. We renew our covenants back with you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Breathe, God. Breathe, God. We ask you to breathe. We say yes. We shall not, God, lift up holy and unclean hands. That's right, to represent itself as pure purity, but our hands are filthy. Holy Ghost, as we strip ourselves naked, as we expose every odor in our life, wash our hands. Wash our hands in the name of Jesus. Everybody, we don't lie. Wash our hands. Everybody we don't betray, wash our hands. Everybody we don't change the gates, wash our hands. Everybody we don't persecute, wash our hands. Everybody we don't raise up our hands to wrath, wash our hands. Wash our hands, God, because we don't want to take the fault with you, Lord. We understand that some part in our walk, that we was the cause or we was the Jesus. But God, we ask you as well, not only to heal us of the things that hurt us, but forgive us of the things that we did to hurt us. Wash our hands. Forgive us, God, as we forgive our debtors. In the name of Jesus, somebody make a joyful noise tonight. I'm ready to make a joyful noise tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, breathe upon us. We just have filthy rats, and we yield sinners, God, for our souls to God, we thank you. We thank you what you're doing right now in this very hour. We thank you, God, even though things we don't understand, even though things we have not seen. We say, yes, Lord, let it be done. Let it be done. We say, yes, let it be done. Father, we forgive. We forgive everyone that has said things against us. Even us, God, some will forgive ones that the rape and molested them. We forgive. We uproot every root that is inside of us, that is choking the very life out of our spirits. We forgive our family members. We forgive our siblings in the name of Jesus. We go back 30 and 40 years. I hear the Holy Ghost say, even 20 and 20. Even some of you 17 and 15. We go back, and we say, forgive us. We forgive us because we shut every door that been opened up, that have been made way as porters and the money traffic in and out. We forgive us. Hallelujah. I dare you tonight. You begin to cry before the Lord all over the world. God, I will see your name. God, we thank you. We thank you for the newness. We thank you for the refreshing. We thank you for the newness of mind. We thank you, God. Forgive us, God, even some outbursts that we don't have in 2017. Because you've been trying to teach us patience, and you've been trying to teach us to wait up on you. But sometimes our spirits get a little weary. Sometimes we get a little impatient. Sometimes we try to move you, God, and we try to walk ahead of you. Forgive us, God, for as the Bible says in the book of Psalms, we just only flesh. Forgive us, God, and see our hearts as we cry. Cry before you in the name of Jesus. Our song say yes. Is anybody a song saying yes this morning? I dare you to give God a yes. I dare you to give God a yes. Tonight, this morning, you shall Take control of your life. You shall learn how to fight. Fight in the nighttime. Fight in the darkness. Fight when everybody is sleeping. Your spirit is ready to fight, to release the sound waves in the atmosphere. I release our anointing upon you tonight. We'll cause your spirits to fight at night. At any given moment, you shall soar in the heavens. In the name of Jesus, you shall soar in the heavens. In the name of Jesus, I get somebody. Go ahead and give God a yes. Give him a yes. Give him a yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We thank you, God, that you've given us the skills and the tools and the mindset how to catch our enemies from surprise. We thank you, God, that you're teaching us how to catch our enemies in the midst of the night. Somebody need to give a praise. When your enemy thinking you sleep, when the devil thinking you don't raise your head, you got a war cry coming out your belly. You got a war cry coming out your spirit. And everybody got a cry. Got a cry for you this morning. Yes. My God, I hear the Holy Ghost. My goodness, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. I tell you right now. Now all the way into New Year's, you begin to clean up your house. I know that brothers, they have this thing where they do a spring cleaning or they do this winter cleaning thing before they cross over. They do a deep cleaning. But I ask each and every one of you to begin a soul cleansing, a cleansing in your soul. Let everything go, clean everything up. For you can walk fully into your new. I feel that anointing of God. My God, my body is on fire. My God is on fire. I release this anointing right now over you, where your spirits begin to worship God as you sleep into a deep intercession, that you will have an experience with God that you don't even remember where it comes from. You shall experience the things of God without you being aware when it happened. All you know that your spirit just went in a place with God. As I feel that an anointing shifting off of me, my God. My God. My God. I feel an anointing right now. And I release this all over the airways. And I release this everywhere, all over the world right now. That you're listening and tuning in. An anointing right now that will give you access to unlock the secret chambers in heaven and worship. The secret place of the Most High. I release. But you can enter into the courts. And enter into the secret chambers of worship and intercession. Before I leave, I want to give you these two things. I want to share with you these two things. The first thing, family, we're going to postpone the meeting tomorrow for the family. Just keep Pastor and his family up in prayer. Keep us up in prayer. The second thing, the Lord instructed me, and I want you to hear this one closely. Turn this down. The Lord instructed me, everyone that is listening, the way of phone call and way of internet, Sunday night, you bring your oil. You bring some oil that you need blessed. You bring water that you need blessed. And even loved ones, pictures that you have as a point of contact that you need a miracle to work through, you bring it. Any doctor's reports or any doctor's diagnosis that you have, you bring it. You bring it. Now, I want you to do this for me. I want you to do this for me. And also, I want you to go ahead and spread the word to everyone to tell them to bring these items. Because God says, I'm going to work a miracle. I feel the Holy Ghost, and I feel my family know me. I'm not a man that's just going to hype you up and just going to send things out there and try to have another motor behind it. We don't have no other motor other than the Holy Ghost. I don't have no other motor other than the Holy Ghost. And God says, he wants you to bring your items. We want to bless your oil. We want to bless your water. We want to bless you. I want to pray over your diagnosis. Bring your paperwork. We want to pray over individuals and loved ones because you're going to start this year off with miracles, with the blessings of God, positioned in a way that only God can do it. And if you believe the man of God tonight, if you believe these instructions, I want you to gather your stuff. Gather everything that God, you need God to bless, you want us to lay hands on, you gather it. You don't want to miss what God is doing. I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Master. Yes, Lord. Yes, Yana. We bless your name, God. We bless your name. Yes, Yana. Breathe on the people, God. Breathe on the people. And right now, God asks you to breathe upon them. Allow them to experience nothing they never experienced before within your presence.
Listen, family, please listen. I want you to do these things for me. I want you to do it for me. Even if you have medication, put them in a Ziploc bag. Just you don't even have to write your full name on it. Just write your initials on it. And I want you to lay them on the altar. I don't give a care wherever place you want to lay them at. You lay them on the altar. Because I wouldn't care if I have to lay down my own life. That miracle's going to happen on your behalf. But you done been crying out. You done been waiting on God. This is the year that you're going to see the manifestation of God. God, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. You're going to see the manifestation in your life. I don't care if you got a bank statement that is in the negative. You tired of your finances being broken and negative. You get a copy of your bank statement. My goodness. You can wipe your name out, but you lay it on the altar. We're going to pray because you don't learn. God said it's because of you learned. You know not to go certain ways anymore. And whether you don't say, God, if I could rewind the time back, I will do this different and I will do that different. God said, now here's your chance. Now here's your chance. Every knot that is done by us as individuals because of a lack of knowledge, because of some of us, how we was raised, because of some habits that been developed because life got a hold of you, we're going to undo in the name of Jesus. God is going to break it. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. Please take heed of the instructions. Please don't miss out. We got one more night, one more morning. That's tomorrow morning at 12. Because that Sunday going into that Monday, our last one, we're going to be in celebration together. My family and my friends all over the world, we're going to be broadcasting this live as well. So you tune back in. Our families and friends all over the world, we're going to make sure you in as well, because y'all been with us. United Kingdom, you've been with the family. And we thank God for each and every one of you for being with us. And we will not leave you out for crossing over into another year with us in celebration. We will keep you in, and you will be in tune. Family, I love you all. I see you tomorrow morning at 12 a.m. God bless each and every one of you.